continue upon that, you know, move to something new, and then we'll call you the position of the park. It says buffet is in the Rambam, the following. Also, Adam Hanik Atzma Divya Kalakas and Pitui. Loya Echadepeb Echadelei or Topo Kevaro. Rambam says a person should be an authentic person and not a phony. You know, the Gemara says they used to not let anyone dismanish who was not Topo Kevaro. He used to throw the guy out of dismanish. That was during whose time? Rabbi Lemuel's time. When he was a Nazi Sahedri, but it got too tough. You know what I mean? It got too tough. Well, it just, no, they knew, but there were too many guys being thrown out. So they said, this is not working. So they changed it and were allowed to be a little more makeup. But Rambam writes, that in also legal das priest, legal das nothing. So he gives an example. You shouldn't fake anyone out. And that's why, you know, people talk about the cheating so much. Because it's an important thing of name is Das. Ketzah. What's the case? Well, you call enough in Boston available to knock on Boston Street. You should not sell to avoid Boston available to knock on Boston Street. You know, a lot of non-Jews think that kosher meat is great. You know? So meanwhile, you know halakhically doesn't have to have kosher meat. So what do? You sell them chafing meat. But he thought he was getting kosher meat. Is that okay? You're not being machshon halakhically because he doesn't have to eat what? Kosher meat. But you are ripping him off. The middle shall mason, the muck middle shall shoot him. So the leather of a shechted animal is much better than a leather of a dead animal, a shot. Well, you're sorry, the chaver is young, let's let you down. I'm trying to invite a guy over to your house when you know he can't come. Well, Yarbolo Tikrovis, Ruyodea Shem Rakabo. Don't try to give him a lot of gifts, you know, when you know he's not going to take it. Well, Yiftachlo Chavios, don't open barrels. Shouldn't serve the first one. The Mokra, you need to sell them, but you open it in order to make him himself, make him be hospitable. But it was also a shul's photo possible. Go to visit. And then the Ram says an amazing thing. Afilu Mila Acha Shal Pitui. Even one word of deception. Shabnevis Das is awesome.
Pitui is deception?
Yeah, Pitui is like being a tripper. Elas fas emes, ruach nachon belev, tohor mikomo v'hamos. I can't let show. So this is the quote of the Rambam, where the Rambam writes that even one word of deception is awesome. Yes, Benjamin.
If someone, like, quote unquote, does a deception for you, meaning somebody says, I can't believe you did this just for me, but you didn't. So
do
you have to correct him and say?
Well, if he's being like, he used the word being an idiot, you know, and that's not your responsibility. But if you kind of like gave off the impression, or he's not really exaggerating, then you really should tell him. You really should tell him. But you don't have to go out of your way if the guy's totally naive, and, you know. So that's why the Kesavish asks over there, why the Ram not give the exception of Kavod? So remember we said that the Ram had two dinim. He has Gezel. He has the issue of Gneva and the issue of, he quotes it in two places, it was Bayez, which is how to behave. He also quotes it where? In Hilfos Mechira. So they're both motifs. So since there are both motifs, there are four of them, I said. Maybe put in the chat that, you know, with Cohen. Someone should try to put that, you know, Cohen's going on there. I want all the guys to be here. You know? So the mice, that's in the case of Mrs. Kashis. But I get an answer. You understand my answer? Rama has both motifs. If he has both motifs, then that's why he's going to bring in the show cover. Because we don't believe in Robin Hood. Don't steal from the rich and give to the poor. And that was my answer to the case of Mrs. Kashis. Well, let's continue. That Kamishas would die. What do you mean even one word? One word of Peter, like Nate just said and Benji just said. Let's say the guy, you know, is naive. He told me, you have to go out of your way? No. If the guy's going, you know, making his own mistake, then the Makabu, there are more rights to look at. Halakha L'maisa. He's tricking himself. That's his own fault. I don't have to worry about that. Halakha L'maisa. Okay? I don't have to worry about that. off limits. So we have to keep that in mind when that happens. Okay. Now, what happens if the a king or a non-Jewish officer sends tzedakah for a certain mitzvah, and he assumes that I want to do, you want to give a donation to the Jewish people for this thing? Are you able to change it? No. You have to give it. You have to distribute it for what he wanted to give it to. Otherwise, it's usher v'gnas. It's usher his name is das. And unless he comes and he commanded him. Unless he comes and he commanded him to give to the Anim, Stam, and then you can give to what? There's no problem of B'nai Das. If you want to give to any Anim, Jewish or non-Jewish, if he doesn't tell you directly, then you can do what you want. Because he knows that the Jews, Lamites, distribute to all the poor, then it's fine. But if you gave a specific earmark thing, you're not allowed to change it because that's a problem of B'nai Das. So, Lamites, I wanted to stress this concept of Nevis Das and keep it in mind, and we have to make sure that, you know, we're honest people and integrity is really important. And you should be known as a man of integrity. Never be embarrassed. You know, if there are guys that feel uncomfortable because they're cheating around you, you should feel proud of that. Because people know that you're not into this stuff. And therefore, there's not going to be a what, not going to be a problem of what for months when you get involved in something like that. Okay, let's move on to the new halacha that I wanted to get to, and that is halachas neiros on Erev Shabbos. A lot of people feel this is a woman's halacha, which it is, but there are many times that men are what? Men are mechuyev in halachas neiros. Okay? And many times I've met him a few of them on the let's start. Why is it that women took upon this responsibility? The answer is, says the Rambam, and the Tur, is because Chava blew out the light of the world. Adam HaRishon was the light of the world, near Asher Nishmas Adam. And the woman Chava was Machshon Mitzah Das and blew out the candle of the world. Therefore, the mitzvah of Nir Shabbos is a kafara for what she did wrong. That's why women took it upon themselves to light neighbors. And Lamaisa, if the husband sees the time is getting late, and God forbid he's afraid they'll be full of Shabbos, he should light himself and don't wait for a wife. Let's say she's not home. The mitzvah is that the house should have a lit home. So that they're showing bias in the form of focus. Okay? You see Rakoya down there? Are you still down there? Are you coming up? Okay. Maybe you can put out in the chat, then we're going to film. I don't know why I stressed it. Where's Gabriel? And Usher and everybody. All right. So, Malaysia, there is a mitzvah. What? Rakoya.